Hi, this is Jim from Horror Fix, and I'm at the Days of the Dead convention in Indianapolis with Heather Langenkamp. And so we're here to ask her a few questions about her work on Nightmare on Elm Street and a few other things. So, Heather, what was it like working on the first Nightmare on Elm Street?
Well, I was a very inexperienced and very young actor at the time, so I really looked around to get a lot of advice from Robert Englund, who was, you know, had a lot of years ahead of me, so he gave me lots of great pointers. And then, you know, Wes was very encouraging, Wes Craven, and made me always feel like, you know, what I was bringing to the table was exactly what he wanted. And so it made it easy to try new things and be more adventurous and be more, you know, kind of bold in the way I approached the role. I think if he hadn't been so encouraging, I might have been more timid about it. And, you know, with those two people helping me, I think it was one of the reasons why I was able to bring Nancy, you know, to the screen in such a, you know, dynamic way.
Sure. Now, did when you went to do Nightmare on Elm Street 3, did you feel more confident going into it, saying, hey, I know the character now, and I think, or did you try to bring something different to it, like an older, more mature character?
Well, I mean, I didn't feel as old as the character was, and right. So I did have a lot of problems trying to imagine Nancy in that role. I think, in a way, she was almost like a little bit too mature for with the way I was as a human being at that time. So I did feel like I had to play older, and I don't know if I was that successful, frankly. I don't love some of the scenes in that movie. And but I enjoyed so much being the action hero, kind of running around and fighting Freddy, that I felt like I didn't get enough chances to do that in 3, and
oh, sure.
I had to be so, like, you know, stable and giving kids advice, whereas I really, really wanted to be like Kristen's character and, like, uh-huh. you know, being the one at the center of all the action.
Right. Now, the new Nightmare, that was quite a different take on the whole thing. I actually liked that approach. What did you feel about that when you were given the opportunity to do that?
I mean, since it truly had never been done before, to actually talk about an actor playing a part and then having the fictional world that she used to live in, you know, come up into this world like Freddy.
Sure.
So it was a bold idea, and I don't think any of us knew if it would work.
Uh-huh.
But Wes was such a confident man and also filmmaker that I think he spent a long time thinking of that idea, and then when it finally came to him, I think he knew that he could pull it off. And we would argue about it sometimes, you know, like how we're gonna get these ideas across, but I think it's a great movie. I really
I like
it.
I think really it's an underrated movie. I think it's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's gaining in popularity, as all of them did. I mean, none of these movies were popular when they came out. Maybe Nightmare 3 was, but Nightmare 1 took, I'd say, 10 years to become popular. And and then Nightmare 7, I find more and more people are, like, understanding it. Mm-hmm. As fans get older, they really kind of get it more.
It's like, oh, it's a little, it's an intelligent
As we all grow up and, like, sure. we have our own kids, and we understand, like, what an interesting concept that movie is.
I have to ask you, what was it like working on Star Trek Into Darkness?
Oh, my God. Such a great experience. Yes, so my husband and I our company made a lot of the makeup effects for that movie, so we had an opportunity to bring one more character to the table, and we had one kind of in storage that we had never been able to use, that we had developed, and I'm the only person that could wear it. It was made on my bust of my face, and so when J.J. Abrams was like, do you got anything else, you know, that we could, you know, put in these scenes, and my husband's like, I have this one makeup, but it's only made for Heather to wear, and so she'd be the only one that could wear it, and he's like, that'll be okay. So my father-in-law, actually, who started our business, AFX Studio, he applied it, and it was actually a very elaborate makeup. It kind of looked like a watermelon head, like, and a frog mixed together, but it had a bladder that pulled out, you know, like a frog, you know, and lit up, and there was like all these elements to the makeup that unfortunately none of it made it into the movie. But working on such a large film, you know, I don't know, $200 million film, you just are in awe of the organizational abilities of all the people working on it and how they even get it made. It just, you know, it goes from nothing on a piece of paper to that. And I watched it all along the way, and I learned so much about managing people, about watching people, you know, bring stuff to the table, and how you attack such a monumental, you know, project without like the U.S. Army. Like, I mean, it's very, very military in how they did it, and but with lots of laughs, and everyone was such a, you know, such a nice person.
That's great. So, well, thank you for taking the time to answer some questions.
You're welcome. Thank you. And